fallen officers' families came from around the state to the Tallahassee ceremony. After they'd received roses in honor of their loved ones, the solemn ritual ended with a 21-gun salute. 7 framed photos were propped up facing the crowd. A Baker County officer who'd been shot in 1904, another killed in a car accident in 2009, and 5 who died in the line of duty last year. After the memorial, one officer's family was carrying his photo to their car.
Jessica Palumbo with Florida Public Radio.
Hi.
Hi. Do you mind if I talk with you for a minute about whose picture you're holding?
We can't.
You can't?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I totally understand.
The day proved difficult to handle for many, including State Attorney General Pam Bondi. She shed tears as she hugged uniformed men and women and the wives and children others left behind.
You are part of a huge family. Look at this beautiful family around you, and you will always be family. And I firmly feel that God put us on this earth to help each other, and that's why we're here.
Florida Sheriff's Association President Grady Judd says one is too many officers' lives to lose in a year, pointing out the state has lost 3 already in 2014. The most recent was a 30-year-old mother, State Trooper Chelsea Richard. She was struck by a car May 3rd in Ocala as she helped a motorist on the side of the highway.
Crime is at a 43-year low in the state of Florida. But without the men and women who paid the ultimate price and all the others in the state of Florida that are willing to lay their life down so you can be safe, we couldn't have that.
And some criminologists agree with Judd.
I mean, I think the question is does law enforcement have an effect on crime rates? And I think it very clearly does.
That's Florida State University professor Daniel Mears. He says he doesn't know of any studies specifically looking at whether less crime is committed in areas where more law enforcement officers have died. But he says law enforcement efforts are probably the second most influential factor driving down the crime rate, just behind an improving economy.
Police departments across the country are increasingly using data analysis to guide their efforts. Using data analysis is like a flashlight to know where to target your efforts.
Mears says police have gotten better at identifying likely crime hotspots so they can increase their presence there and dissuade more crime from being committed. It's a trend seen nationally over the past few decades. Meanwhile, the nation continues to honor officers from every state who responded to a call and never made it back home. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund spokesman Steve Greninger says the Florida men's names will be added to the National Fallen Officers Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. this coming Tuesday, along with about 275 others.
Florida oftentimes ranks in the top 10 states that lose about the highest number of law enforcement officers.
Greninger says families will join together for a candlelight vigil at 8 o'clock Tuesday evening. And for those who can't travel to D.C., a live webcast is available at lawmemorial.org. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.